is a guided meditation that supports the practice mindfulness of breathing. I intend for it to reflect the progressions of practice that are found in the Anapanasati Sutta, the mindfulness of breathing discourse. The first stage is to train the mind to be able to land on a particular target area with some reliability and stability. Sensation of breathing is the recommended target. Different areas where you can investigate the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. One of them is the rim of the nostrils as the air enters and exits. The other one is the upper lip, inside and outside of the upper lip. That's my practice. And it also includes noticing changing sensations that occur in the roof of the mouth, just above the teeth. Another recommended target area is the expansion and contraction in the abdominal area. A common aspect of these sensations is that they're neutral. They're neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So you have to consciously intend to focus attention on them persistently. With gentleness and curiosity. This is a fundamental practice of meditation from a Buddhist perspective. Mindfulness of breathing. The intention at the beginning of this practice of mindfulness of breathing is to settle attention, stabilize attention, using the breath sensation as a reference point. As the mind becomes more engaged in investigation regarding those sensations, the need to be caught up in thought diminishes. I often use the example of what it's like to have someone be speaking in the other room with the door closed. You know, there's a voice, something's being said, but you're just not interested in it. But what assists in this practice of mindfulness of breathing is a willingness to start over. We all experience distraction. It's hardwired into our brains. You just simply notice that it's occurring, but gently redirect the flow of attention back to the sensation of breathing without trying to force the breath to do anything other than breathe as normally. Mentioned earlier, my target area is the roof of the mouth and inside the upper lip. And it also includes the outside and the area around the nose. But what's most important about it is the patient persistence of that practice, starting over and allowing attention to absorb into that area, that target area, in the same way that water soaks into a sponge. Part of my practice includes, as the mind gets quieter, being open in the process of breathing out. Not trying to make it last longer, but just noticing, soaking in attention naturally. The breathing process is modified. Sensations become more sensitive, more subtle. The mind quiets. The body relaxes while attention remains alert, all organized around mindfulness of breathing. As the mind becomes quieter, more absorbed into the sensations that occur, I notice that the out-breath becomes longer. There's an openness with the out-breath. Curiosity, a softening, relaxing. And this letting go with the out-breath brings my attention back into the body. Whenever there's a distraction, particularly when breathing out back into the body. Primary focus of attention is the area that you've targeted initially. But then awareness all through the body becomes more available, more understandable. This mind-body connection is another core aspect of this practice. Be aware of the embodied experience of being, using the breath as your stabilizing focus of attention. The more we can allow our attention to soak into that area, mind-body experience, the less demanding distractions are. The quieter the mind gets with that practice. It's very interesting to notice it. Letting go back into the breath. As one practice matures, the very act of paying attention becomes interesting. There's a quality of engaged interest in what the mind and the body are creating without any kind of struggle. Thoughts come and go. Sensations come and go. But your attention remains stable. Curious, buoyant. And the more we can persist with this curious investigation of the in-breath and the out-breath in the body, quieter the mind gets. See if you can notice this. Noticing an opening. The more skillful we become in this practice, the easier it becomes. The more frequently it plays. Mind develops a quality of introspective awareness that's subtle, sensitive. See if you can notice whether the mind is agitated or peaceful. Not trying to control it, but to understand it. Perhaps the mind is drawn towards some particular thought. See if you can notice that pull. And that pull might also involve a push, wanting to get rid of that thought. See if you can notice that felt sense of urgency, that same quality of non-reactive investigative curiosity. It's the quality of your mind right now. Is it engaged and curious or bored, sluggish? The act of being aware of this phenomena, the mind, in a non-reactive way, tends to interrupt the progression of a distraction. So if you get distracted 10 times, you come back to the breath 11 times. That's good practice. And as the practice matures, there's more and more of an understanding that what pulls the mind away is just a phenomenon. Doesn't need to be defended against or agreed with. It just comes and goes. Developing breath awareness. It's like it can be compared to pool, middle of the forest. The more we practice, the more quiet the pool gets. No ripples. With clarity, you could see into it. And this stability of attention, concentration, and mindfulness of breathing practice cultivates that, nurtures it, that still forest pool. As the mind becomes more insightful, noticing more and more subtle phenomena in the mind. Can be compared to strange creatures that come to drink there, creating ripples in the calmness. But they are just ripples. And the strange creature is whatever the mind concocts. And these creatures come and go. But the still forest pool remains. mind and the body become more synchronized and quieter, more relaxed and yet alert, or calm. See if you can notice the unification between what we experience in awareness and include what happens in the body in that awareness. Might be experienced as an openness or a vibratory feeling. The whole body is vibrating in very subtle ways. Use the breath to amplify that introspective curiosity. See what happens. This form of training is very simple and straightforward. And the intention associated with it is to notice at more and more subtle levels just how the selfing process operates. A sense of identity that must be gratified or defended. A pull or push of emotion. Or the absence of the pull or push, the quiet peacefulness that might occur when the conditions are right. What we're discovering here is not, we're not inventing it, we're exploring it, developing a different perspective about the process of being. What enhances this process is the quality of balance, integration. Not too much energy, too much excitement, but still some sense of enthusiastic interest. And being alert so the mind doesn't slip into dullness, daydreaming, what I call cruise control. There's also a balance in terms of the quality of attention the mind demonstrates. Is it scattered and unreliable, or is it easily accessible and useful? Stable or distracted? We have this capacity, these capabilities are inherent in our experience. This is training to be more aware of them, more apt in being able to channel the energy of our attention in ways that are increasingly peaceful, clear, and very interesting. If you can integrate breath awareness with whatever else is happening, sensations in the body, sounds in your environment, memories, plans. See if you can integrate all of those functions with mindfulness. Buoyant, persistent curiosity. What's happening right now? Not so much of self of a sense of self, but just what's happening right now? What is this? Thank you for your practice. I wish you well. We'll now have a